We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 202 on the Fan. A very good Wednesday afternoon to you, Benigno and Robertson. The afternoon, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number here till 6 o'clock. JJ and his Odds On Sports Show will come your way. Game 2, of course, after that are the Yankees and the Blue Jays at the stadium. Dolph Kramer in Manhattan, Ernie Acosta in Yonkers. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio where nobody, and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, bro, how are you? I know you're happy with the Islanders. I know that.
Well, that's the happiness.
Right, that's the happiness. Yeah, we know what the sadness is.
Yes. There's plenty of sadness.
Oh, my God.
We'll get to this a little bit later on because I know you need to hear every word. But the brilliant owner of the New York Jets, Christopher Johnson, just met the media.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what he had to say. Did he realize the Jets lost Sunday? Did he know about the game?
He did realize. I think he watched it, which is nice to hear.
It's nice to hear.
So we'll get into what Christopher had to say. We'll get into the Yankees.
I am so aggravated with them. Believe me. How about the fact that I just got to say this on the top of my head.
Yeah.
How about the fact Mims is on IR? You got to be kidding me.
Well, keep this in mind.
This is going to turn out to be a wasted year for this guy. You watch. Write it down.
It may be, but IR is very different in 2020.
I understand.
You only miss 3 weeks when you're on IR.
Only 3 weeks.
Oh, well, look, I'm not happy he's on IR. I'm just saying it's not.
Again.
It's not your job. Oh, by the way, how'd it go with Boomer this morning?
That was good. It was fine. You know, I had no problem with Boomer.
Did he come around on realizing Adam Gase is a terrible head coach?
I don't know if it's a matter of coming around. I mean, I think we both, we had a nice conversation.
That's good.
You know, I mean, we'll kind of leave it at that. I mean, I think he kind of understands, you know, where I'm coming from. I mean, you know, let's be honest. I mean, how could you not?
No, and, you know, I tell you, watching last night's hockey game, I actually did think of Boomer, not because of his relation to Matty Martin, who's like my favorite Islander, but his cliche that he always says.
Oh, one shift at a time, whatever you call it.
One shift, one period, one game.
Right.
It's an annoying cliche, but he's right. And that was last night. Last night was a shift-by-shift kind of night. I love the fact that Barry Trotz put Johnny Boychuk back in the lineup. He hadn't played since, I think, it was the first of these games back against the Panthers, you know, what feels like 10 months ago. And he was on the ice, and how impactful was he? He took like 5 or 6 shots that he blocked, one right off his stomach, which put him down in a heap of pain. He lost a blade on his skate at one point. But I thought adding Johnny Boychuk was a big help. Anders Lee played much better. And you know what? Obviously, you can go to the end of the game in which Shattenkirk just whiffed on that shot, and then Anders Lee made that incredible pass to Jordan Eberle, who completely buried it. And that's been Eberle's biggest issue throughout the playoffs, is just finishing. But what I liked about this game, even though it was very difficult to watch, I mean, it was stressful, I'll tell you that. Playoff hockey is just...
Yep. Yep.
You can talk about how great it is when your team's in it. It's not that enjoyable. Let's be honest.
No playoff games are enjoyable when your team's playing. I mean, because you're dying watching the game. I mean, let's be honest about it.
But you know what they did in this game? They played Islander hockey. Mm. And that may be a cliche, but it's the truth. They didn't allow Tampa Bay too many scoring opportunities in this game. The goaltender, when he did have to face scoring opportunities, for the most part, was fantastic. I mentioned Anders Lee played a lot better. And I think the Islanders as a whole played just a flat-out better game. Maybe their best all-around game that they've played. Now, they still have their issues, like the power play. And I get it that they actually, stunningly enough, I mean, almost fell on the ground when Ryan Pulock had that booming goal from the point on a power play opportunity. I think they were one for their last 14. But for the most part, their power play stinks. Because there are two power play opportunities after that, Joe. I was thinking of something you've said in the past about the Rangers. Can they just defer? Can they just say, you know what? You take it.
Because you love you love that. You love those power plays when they're basically never in the zone, attacking zone. You know, that's basically what it seems like. You know,
especially
what I mean?
When there's more shorthanded opportunities than you think.
Of course.
But the bottom line is this: they're alive.
They are alive. And they deserve. Look, you know what? They've showed it throughout these playoffs how tough-minded they are. You know, I mean, that's what they've showed you the whole time. I mean, they're a resilient team. They came back again and got it done last night, you know, and had to go into two overtimes to do it. I put nothing past them, bro. I mean, look, they're still the odds are against them still in this series. I still think overall Tampa's probably the better team. But I put nothing past this Islander team. This is they're a tremendously coached team. They know what the hell they're doing out there, and I certainly give them a chance. There's no doubt.
And that's why last night I never thought they weren't going to go down without a fight. That's
right.
Been the story of this team.
You felt they'd win last night.
Absolutely.
You know,
I thought what really defined the fight of the Islanders and where my confidence level moved up just a tick was after Beauvillier was called for that four-minute double minor at the end of the third period. And so now here are the Lightning for the final minute and a half of regulation. They're going to have a power play opportunity, and then they're going to get an extra 2.5 minutes to start the first overtime. That was in a lot of ways the game. If they could kill that off, you feel like, all right, you survived. Then you're given a new lease on life. And they did. And they did a tremendous job because that could have been the killer. And it was the right call. I'm not going to sit here and complain about the officials. I think they were right. I think they were 100% right. He deserved a double minor on that. He got blood on Sergachev. So I totally get it. But they survived that. And they survived that final minute 25, minute 30, whatever it was of the third period, and then killed it to begin the first overtime. And then, you know, for the most part, they didn't give the Lightning that many opportunities. They had a couple. There was one where Barzal was just absolutely robbed by Vasilevsky, I think middle part of the first period. But I thought that that moment, that sequence in the third period leading into the first overtime, that was it. That was the biggest penalty kill they've had in many, many years. And after they survived that, it felt like there was a new lease on life. And it took a while. You know, it took a long time. It took about 92 minutes or whatever it was. But all it takes in overtime, a playoff hockey, and we've seen this on the other side, bro, is one mistake.
That's it.
And Shattenkirk made the one mistake, and Anders Lee and Jordan Eberle made him pay. Ball game over. We'll see you Thursday night.
Yeah. Hey, but you hit it, though. I mean, you know, the power play situation wrapping around the end of the game in the overtime, that's the story, bro. I mean, that's where you win the game. I mean, you're facing elimination if they score a goal. I mean, let's be, you know, whether they score it in regulation or they score it at the beginning of overtime, you're facing elimination. I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, and give the goalie credit, too. I mean, you know, he didn't have a million, you know, heart-stopping saves to make, but, you know, what was it? What do you have, like 36, 37 saves in this game?
Yeah.
He played well.
He played well, and for the most part, he has played well. And I thought at the end of the game, after they won, I don't know if you saw his celebration, but he runs over to get into the scrum and does a head-first dive.
Is that right? I don't know if you want him doing that. I don't know if that's a good idea.
You know why it's okay? Because he is okay. Like, if he got hurt, I mean,
we've seen guys jump and celebrate before and hurt themselves. That's something we've seen many times in sports over the years.
I know. Hey, the prayer is the hope. The hockey prayer is get this thing to a winner-take-all Game 7, because truly anything can happen.
Game 7 is what, Saturday night if they win tomorrow?
It would be Saturday night, yes. Just get to that winner-take-all Game 7.
Yep.
Put all the pressure on the Tampa Bay Lightning, because they'd be facing an immense amount of pressure.
Yeah.
And we'll see about it, because one, I don't want to lose sight on the reality. Braden Point not playing was a big deal. You know, and for Tampa's sake, they need him back. But Braden Point not playing was a big help for the Islanders. But it was a great victory. It was a tremendous game, a tiring game late into the night. You know, if you're a fan of the Islanders, it's a draining game. If you're just a hockey fan or a casual fan, you could sit back, pop a beer, and relax. But when you got, you know, skin in the game, these games are wild. And it's not a surprise that the Islanders will not go down quietly as they force a game six on Thursday night.
And at least for you, it gives you a little bit of a smile after the disgrace that is the New York Mets.
Oh, my God.
I mean, no other way to describe that.
You know, that game last night, in a lot of ways, is the epitome of their entire season.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? I couldn't agree with you more. I thought that about four times last night.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
The epitome of what the whole year has been.
Yep. I mean, outside of, I think it was 1-1-2-3 inning in the fourth inning, outside of that, the Mets are hitting. They're getting guys on base.
All the time.
They've got a million opportunities.
All the time.
And the one run they walk away with is a solo home run by Brandon Nimmo to start the fifth inning.
Yep.
And what's so infuriating about this season, and look, I know what a lot of Met fans are doing. I'm doing it. You're doing it. And that's you're repeating the name Stevie Cohen in your head during these games.
But
you're reminding yourself.
Try to remind myself of that, yes.
But that only goes so far. Because as much as it's great that there's a new owner, you are watching what this feels like, Joe, is a wasted opportunity.
Yeah.
That's what this season feels like, because they're getting a great year out of Michael Conforto. He wasn't great last night.
Well,
they're getting a great year out of Dom Smith.
He made a pretty nice catch to kind of keep him in the game, I'll say that, and save Porcello again and against the wall in right field.
No, you're right. Defensively, he did.
You're right.
He did strike out a bunch of times after that, but you know what? You're right. He still made a big play.
I mean, he's been phenomenal all year.
Look, the guy who really killed him last night was Pete Alonso, and you mentioned it the other day, how much of a disappointment
Ramos,
he's
And Ramos again.
Yeah.
Ramos has killed – I mean, both those those two guys right there are front and center of guys who have killed the Mets this year offensively.
And that specific moment, more so than even in the second inning when he grounded out to the mound, when he's up with the bases loaded and one out
pitch,
in the sixth
inning. First pitch, he hits a roller, bro.
And anything on the ground is a double play with him.
Anything.
Doesn't matter.
Anything.
And so, like, Rick
And you
Porcello,
mentioned Alonso flying out to center field, too, on that with the bases loaded with two out, whatever inning that was.
Well, it wasn't even just that. That was the big one because he came up with bases loaded. But in the sixth inning, leadoff man is on. He flies out to right field.
Yep.
Comes up in the eighth inning, runner on first, one out. He pops up to the catcher on a 3-1 pitch
that
he should have hit over the fence.
Yep.
So last night epitomized all the frustrations of what this team has been in 2020. And sure, we can repeat the name Stevie Cohen a million times, and we can think about how there's going to be a new GM and they're going to spend a ton of money and all that great stuff. But in the moment, in this season, they're missing out on a big opportunity, an opportunity where half the league, more than half the league's making the playoffs, and they're not even close at this point.
And let me say this, too, about Porcello, who kept, you know, you want to say he kept them in the game, I'll give you that. But you know what? The runs they scored, both of them, all four of them are with two out and nobody on. I mean, it makes me nuts.
Yeah.
It makes me nuts.
You know what, though? You're right. He was frustrating last night.
But he did keep them in the game. At least they were in the game through six innings. I'll say that.
They couldn't score runs.
Couldn't score runs.
I know. For a team that has a team batting average of like 280, which is great.
Right.
That's
amazing. Phenomenal. Bro, I think they lead the National League in hitting, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Well,
they've
got
up there. I think they lead an on-base percentage. I think they do that, too.
They've
I'm pretty
got
sure.
three guys in the top six in hitting in the National League.
It's
three
unbelievable.
Guys. And they've got the best pitcher in baseball.
By the way, also McNeil on the bases again. Let's not lose sight of that.
No, we can't.
We get one of those every game. Like every game, we get one base-running mistake that kills them.
Well, that's how you could take a team that has hit as much as they've hit.
Yep.
Has a top-line pitcher who we'll see tonight in Jacob DeGrom. How do you manage to be 21-27 despite all that? And you got to find these little examples, and that's one of them. And you've said this for a while. They make a base-running blunder every single game.
Horrible.
Every single game.
That's
horrible. And this is a Philadelphia Philly team that came in licking their wounds. Their bullpen isn't all that good, but don't tell that to JoJo Romero, who comes in and gets six huge outs.
Yep.
Or even Tommy Hunter and Hector Neris. They're dealing with injuries, as you see. No GT Realmuto, no Rhys Hoskins. And how about Joe Girardi? In the fourth inning,
who's that guy that got the two-run hit? Who was that? What's his name again?
Adam Haseley.
Haseley, right. Haseley.
Now, imagine that. Imagine a manager in the fourth inning of a game saying, you know what, there's a big spot in the game. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go for it right now.
Yeah.
No messing around.
And it paid off.
Oh, did it pay off?
Of course.
Oh, my God. Biggest hit of the game.
Yep.
Biggest hit of the game.
Yeah. Well, Didi's home run was pretty big, too. I mean, it was. You
that
know,
was
I mean,
up there.
Yeah. First yeah, pitch, right. Boom, see ya.
Yeah, it's brutal. They got a week and a half brutal. To go in the season, and you're fooling yourself, which I've been fooling myself occasionally, and thinking, they're a hot streak away.
There's no hot streak in this team, bro. I mean, I don't see it. I mean, how many games in a row have they won this year? What's their longest winning streak? Three games? Four games?
I think so. How many series have they won?
Right.
I mean, think about that.
That's
like,
right.
What's their
That's
best
right.
run this season?
Right.
They haven't had any. That's almost tough to do, considering the talent they have on their roster. How do you manage to have a season in which you're basically never hot?
It's
they were never hot this season.
Never. Never.
So it's sad. And the Yankees have straightened themselves out. That's
well,
I guess
so. Missed the extra point last night. Maybe they went for two.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, I think the Yankees are off the snide now. You know,
I think they're
six in a row now for the Yankees. I mean, now the Yankees just got to look ahead and see how the chips fall and who they're going to play in the first round of the playoffs. That's pretty
absolutely.
That's pretty much where they're at right now.
And strategizing how you want
right.
to handle your rotation
right.
and
how
the oddity of
right.
not only a three-game
right.
series,
no
but
days
then,
off.
Right, but then a best of five and a best of seven
well,
potentially
you know,
with no
just
off
think
days.
About too with no days off between all these playoff games. Mm. How much of a factor? And this is scary when you think about it. How much of a factor the bullpens are going to be in these playoffs?
Monstrous.
Like more so than they
well,
than normal.
This is, you know, because I was thinking about it last night, and I want to clarify one thing. The World Series will feature the traditional off days.
Oh, the World Series will? Okay.
They will. That,
okay.
that is the
well, that's
one
good.
Series.
That's
so,
good.
So throw the World Series to the side, because
okay.
obviously who
okay.
knows who the heck's going to be there. You know, it's probably going to be the Marlins against,
right.
you know. Whoever.
Marlins White Sox.
Marlins White Sox. Marlins Blue Jays, something like
that. Can you imagine that?
Who knows?
Right.
But you're talking about a postseason in which teams are going to have to use their fifth starter, in which mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to use your same bullpen arms every single day because there's no off days unless you're just going to let relievers pitch 5 days in a row, which we never see. So we are entering in a season that has been as abnormal as we've ever seen. We're about to enter a postseason that's as abnormal as we've
yeah,
ever seen.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Unfortunately, only one of the New York teams
Indeed.
Will get to participate in
right.
this abnormal
And predictably,
postseason.
We know which one that would be.
Indeed. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls. The Islanders are alive. The Mets stink. The Yankees are red hot. And we'll get into what was a tremendous night in the National Basketball Association.
Oh, my God. How about
it?
That's my new team now.
Night.
My new favorite team is the Denver Nuggets.
You love him, Nikola Jokic.
And how about Miami knocking off the Celtics in game one, too?
Bam, that's your second favorite player. Bam Adebayo.
I know.
You
he had the big block. The big block late. Oh, my God. Tremendous.
The bigs. You love bigs,
how
right?
How much do I want to see Nuggets Heat? NBA final.
Amen, baby.
The NBA crying that it's not Lakers Celtics.
I'm no fan of Miami and Eric Spoelstra and all that.
You
got to
be rooting for
my...
him here, though.
Well, of
know?
Course. Of
no,
course.
It's not even a thought, bro.
I've liked Denver for a while, so that's not
now,
new
you've been
for
on
me.
Denver. You got Denver. Didn't you bet Denver to get to the finals?
Yeah, well, way back when. Way
well, so
back
you,
when.
So you're sitting in pretty good shape here, man.
Yeah.
What
well,
do you
got
to do?
Gotta
do? They got to win the championship or just get to the finals?
I am just getting to the NBA Finals because
wow.
my pick at the beginning of the year was Denver-Milwaukee. Obviously, the Buck
well,
thing was a disaster.
Milwaukee, but you got, you know, if you got a couple skins in the game here, you know,
yeah.
you're sitting pretty good. I mean, that's
well,
that team's got some mojo going, you know?
Nikola Jokic for a while has been the most underrated player in the NBA, and that day is over because he's no longer underrated. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, he's no longer under
right.
the radar, that's for sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.